Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be doing a deep dive on Heirloom, a company that's making some serious waves in the world of carbon removal.
That's right. They just secured a pretty impressive amount of funding, and we're going to unpack exactly why their direct air capture technology, or DAC, as it's known for short, is attracting so much attention.
So our main source for this deep dive is going to be this recent article from ClimeFi.
Right.
And it talks all about Heirloom's latest funding round.
Yeah.
And their plans for expansion. But before we even get into that, like, what is Heirloom all about?
Well, Heirloom is taking on this big challenge of removing carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Straight from the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it with limestone.
Limestone. Okay, so that sounds surprisingly simple.
It is in a way. I mean, they're speeding up a process that already happens in nature.
Okay.
So limestone actually already absorbs CO2, but it takes a really, really long time.
Right.
What Heirloom has done is figure out how to really accelerate that process.
So they're like giving nature a little boost.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So they take this crushed limestone and they use this process to actually extract the CO2 that's already in it.
Okay.
And then they create this material that's super reactive with CO2 in the atmosphere, and it basically pulls it in like a sponge.
Interesting. But what happens to all that captured CO2 then?
Well, that's where it gets really innovative.
Okay.
So they take that limestone, they heat it up in these special kilns that are powered by renewable energy.
Okay.
And that releases the CO2 and that captured CO2.
Mm-hmm.
They can then permanently store it underground.
Mm.
And that prevents it from re-entering the atmosphere. And here's the best part.
Okay.
The limestone can be reused again and again.
Wow.
So you get this continuous carbon capture system.
So it's like a closed loop system.
Exactly. And it's...
They're not creating more waste.
Right. That's one of the major advantages of their approach.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why they've been able to get so much funding.
Right.
That ClimeFi article mentions that they just closed a Series B funding round and raised a huge $150
million. $150
million. Yeah.
That is a serious investment.
Yeah.
So what does that kind of funding tell us about, like, Heirloom's potential?
Well, you know, this level of investment usually means that people really believe in this technology.
Right.
And that it can really be scaled up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Series B funding, that's usually when a company is moving past just the, you know, initial development stage.
Yeah.
And they're actually ready to start expanding their operations.
And it's not just investors, right? I mean, the ClimeFi article also mentioned some of their, like, big-name clients.
Right.
Like Microsoft, JP Morgan, McKinsey, Stripe, Shopify.
That's right. And that tells us something really interesting about this growing demand for carbon removal solutions.
Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing companies across all these different sectors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're recognizing that they need to address their carbon footprint, and they're actively looking for ways to do it.
Yeah. It sounds like Heirloom is really well-positioned to be, like, a major player in this.
Oh,
absolutely.
Emerging market. But before we get into the specifics of, like, their projects and stuff, I think it's important for us to understand, why is carbon removal becoming, like, such a crucial part of the climate change conversation?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm.
You know, it's not just enough anymore to simply reduce our emissions.
Mm-hmm.
We actually need to start actively removing the CO2.
Yeah.
That's already in the atmosphere, and that's where these technologies like DD really come into play.
And the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change?
The IPCC.
Or IPCC, yes.
Right.
Has been pretty vocal about this, haven't they?
They have, yeah. They've actually stated that carbon removal is absolutely essential if we want to achieve our climate goals.
Yeah.
And limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
So it's not just a nice to have, it's a must have.
Exactly. And Ho-Sung Lee, he was the former chair of the IPCC.
Okay.
He's been really outspoken about how urgent it is to implement these carbon removal strategies.
Right.
Including DD. He's stressed that we need all kinds of solutions, you know, working together if we really want to make a difference.
So where does Heirloom fit into this bigger picture? Like, what projects are they working on that really show us, like, what their technology can do?
No. Well, one project that really stands out is their work on Project Cypress.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
That's a big one, right?
It is. It's this Department of Energy-backed initiative.
Okay.
To create this massive DDAC hub down in Louisiana.
Wow.
And Heirloom's a big part of making it happen.
So what's the goal with Project Cypress?
So they're aiming to capture 1 million tons of CO2 every year.
1 million tons?
Yeah.
That's huge.
It really shows how DAC technology can be scaled up to make a real difference.
Wow. But I imagine a project that big has some serious challenges too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Scaling up any new tech always does.
Right.
For Heirloom, I think one of the big ones is just getting enough limestone and making sure it's the right kind. They need tons of it, literally.
Right.
And it all has to be processed in this very specific way to make it work for capturing CO2. So it's not just about finding a limestone quarry.
No.
It's a whole process.
It's a whole supply chain.
Right.
Yeah. That needs to be figured out and optimized.
Okay.
And then there's the energy question.
Right.
They use renewable energy to power those kilns we talked about, but it still takes a lot of energy to run the whole thing.
Mm.
So finding ways to cut down that energy footprint even more.
Yeah.
That's going to be key for making it sustainable in the long run.
So it sounds like there's still a lot of research and development to be done.
Oh, yeah.
But if they can figure out those challenges, I mean, the potential impact is massive.
It is. And the fact that the Department of Energy is backing Project Cypress.
Yeah.
I mean, that shows that the government is really serious about this kind of technology.
It seemed like there's a ton of momentum building around carbon removal.
Mm-hmm.
You've got these companies like Heirloom coming up with these innovations, and you've got investors pouring money in, and you've got governments supporting these projects.
Mm.
But what does all this mean for the average person?
Right.
How does this stuff that Heirloom's doing, this whole push for carbon removal, how does that affect our day-to-day lives?
That's a really good question. You know, we might not see these big changes every day right away.
Okay.
But you can already see how these advancements are starting to ripple out.
Mm. In what way?
Well, think about those big companies we mentioned before.
Like Microsoft and all them?
Yeah, exactly like Microsoft, Stripe, Shopify.
Mm-hmm.
When they invest in solutions like Heirlooms,
yeah,
it tells everyone that they're serious about sustainability.
So it's about sending a message.
Yeah, and influencing how people buy things.
Okay.
As people start thinking more about their own carbon footprint,
yeah,
they're more likely to support companies that are trying to make a difference.
So if you buy from companies that invest in carbon removal,
yeah,
you're kind of helping fight climate change in a way.
Exactly. It's like this positive feedback loop, you know?
Okay.
More people want sustainable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
More companies invest in solutions like DEAC.
So we all have a role to play.
We do.
Whether it's what we buy or just staying informed about what's happening with carbon removal.
Absolutely. And as these technologies get better and cheaper,
yeah,
I think we're going to see them become even more a part of our everyday lives.
That's exciting. But we got to remember, carbon removal is still a pretty new field.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any downsides or like unintended consequences that we need to watch out for as this stuff gets bigger?
That's a really important question. You know, every new technology is going to have its own kinks and things we need to be aware of.
Right.
So what are some of the things we need to be watching out for as DEAC becomes more common?
Well, I think one of the big ones is like, how permanent is this storage?
Yeah. That's a key point.
When we talk about putting all the CO2 underground.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
We want to make sure it's going to stay there.
Exactly.
So, like, is there a chance it could leak out?
Yeah, there's always that risk.
Okay.
You know, the CO2 could potentially leak back into the atmosphere.
Right.
So that's why it's super important to pick the right storage sites and to keep a close eye on them.
Okay.
To make sure that CO2 stays put.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of research going on right now focused on improving those storage methods.
Okay.
Making them more secure and reliable.
And what about the environmental impact of, like,
yeah,
the limestone mining itself?
Right.
Like, could that cause problems while we're trying to solve this other one?
That's another good point. You know, Heirloom and these other companies using limestone for D, they really need to make sure they're doing it sustainably to minimize their impact.
Okay.
I mean, this means things like managing the land responsibly, restoring habitats, and minimizing waste.
So it's about finding that balance between taking the carbon out and making sure we're not hurting the environment in the process.
Exactly. And it's also important to remember, you know, DC, it's not a free pass to keep polluting.
Right. Doesn't mean we can just keep doing what we're doing.
Exactly. D-Day and all these other carbon removal technologies, they should be working alongside our efforts to lower emissions, not replacing them.
Okay.
We need to tackle climate change from all angles.
Right.
So that means switching to cleaner energy, being more energy efficient, and changing how much we consume.
So it's about changing the whole system.
Yeah, not just coming up with a quick tech fix.
Okay.
It's got to be a group effort, you know, with governments, businesses, and individuals all doing their part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a journey, right?
Yeah.
It's not like we just reach the finish line and we're done.
No.
You know, there are always going to be new challenges and new solutions coming up as we learn more and adapt.
This has been a really fascinating look at Heirloom.
Yeah.
And the whole world of carbon removal. I think the big takeaway for me is that even though there are these challenges, there's a lot of hope and innovation happening in this field.
I totally agree. You know, it's really inspiring to see companies like Heirloom pushing the limits of what's possible and attracting all this investment.
Right.
And it reminds us that we all have a part to play in creating a more sustainable future.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Absolutely.
And we encourage you to keep learning about this stuff.
Yeah.
And find out more about the companies and the technologies that are shaping the future of carbon removal.